city. Try not to go down in a hay.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Down in a Heap podcast. I'm your host Rob, podcasting to you from snowy and still beautiful northeast Minneapolis. Yep, snow. We got looks like maybe an inch and a half overnight of snow, so it begins. Ugh. Has me thinking back to the 1991 Halloween blizzard when we got, I don't know, Halloween and the day after, I think there was like 20 inches of snow or some ungodly amount. My Camaro basically disappeared in my apartment building parking lot. All I could see was the top of it, and it had kind of a light tan top, so it just kind of blended in with the snow. It was hilarious. But yeah, at the top of the show there, you heard a little Black Sabbath for Halloween. And then followed by Aaron the NPC doing his punk version of my theme song. So thanks a lot for that, Aaron. I appreciate it. And today, we're going to take a look at a Halloween-themed zine. It's Gary's Appendix, Issue 3.
You are too late. My blood now flows through her veins.
So this follows the format of the other two Gary's Appendix that I've reviewed. It's, again, it's, well, the cover art is by Danny Taran. It depicts kind of a graveyard scene in a city backdrop with a gargoyle or a ghoul or something perched on a headstone, flanked in the background by like another ghoul or zombie and a mummy. It's really evocative. I like the color palette a lot. Kind of has a sunset kind of feel to it. And this, again, is at the direction of Jeff Jones from the RPG Ramblings podcast. The artists throughout are Brian Glad Thomas, Perplexing Ruins, Dean Spencer, Amanda Lee Frank, and Bert Draws Stuff. And the writing is by Dave Samark, Jason Hobbs, Travis Miller, Zach Goins, Jeffrey Jones, and Onslaught 6. It, like the other ones, has kind of a heavy cardstock cover. It is saddle stitched, so stapled. And the paper throughout is of a high quality, kind of has a glossy feel to it, but it's definitely thick and heavy duty. All these zines will last a long time, so they're really well constructed physically, these zines. So I like them a lot. And it follows the same pattern as the others. So it starts out with a bestiary, and rather than continuing the process of going through the OSE monster SRD or something in alphabetical order for this issue, presumably because it came out in October, it's Halloween themed or death themed. So the bestiary here has a Freedy, gargoyle, ghoul, golem, just clay golem, hellhound, mummy, shadow, and zombie. And I think there is no clay golem in, maybe he did detail it in the Advanced OSE Monster Book, but I know in like BX, they didn't have the traditional golems from AD&D. There was no clay, stone, or iron golem. They had like amber and wood and bone, and I can't remember what the other one was. Anyway, and like the other, the previous two issues of Gary's Appendix in the bestiary, it not only duplicates the monster stats from SRD along with a cool illustration, but it also has a lot of lore and potential plot hooks and uses of these monsters in your campaign. And some of them are, I think, really good adventure seeds for some of these monsters. Not all of them have like the little spore thing anymore, which I kind of miss. I liked that idea of having foreshadowing for a monster being present. But yeah, this is, again, all really well done stuff. I really enjoy the bestiary section. That's probably, for me, the sections that are potentially getting the most mileage at the game table. Some of the other things, I've already utilized some of the things from the previous issues and stuff. But yeah, so the bestiary again makes up, well, it takes up 19 of the 40-some pages of the zine, so a good chunk of it. The next article is called A Brief History of Death by Dave Samark. This is looking at the various real-world cultures from ancient and medieval times throughout the world, but primarily, well, I guess it's primarily more of a Eurocentric, Mediterranean, North African kind of look at it, but they also talk about Mexico, China, South America, Southeast Asia, get a little paragraph or something. But it's basically looking at how a corpse was treated in these cultures after death, what they did with it, what they thought might happen, you know, if they didn't do some kind of rites or ceremony or something like that. So this thing, it's an interesting idea to come up with, you know, beliefs that certain cultures in your fantasy world might have, or, you know, you could take these real world things and do a little twist on it and stuff. And I haven't fact checked these things, so I don't know if they're actually true or if there's some embellishment going on there too, but you know, whatever. It's a interesting read. Next article is a 2-page spread by Jason Hobbs called The Hodag. And this is detailing a United States folklore monster from the 1890s from Rhinelander, Wisconsin. So this is pretty cool. I definitely could use this in the game. Then it goes on to Legends of the Supernatural, Part 1, by Dave Samark. And this is taking a look at the supernatural history of Britain and Ireland. And he says, let's see. So the supernatural history of Britain and Ireland has always fascinated me and is often the source of role-playing hooks and scenario ideas. Legends of the Supernatural is a short series of articles taking some of my favorite myths and legends and writing them up as role-playing inspiration. All are based on an established history, myth or legend, or combination of all three, but I have taken some artistic license to add to the RPG feel. This time I'm looking at the ancient Great Old Yew Tree and Angelister in, here we go. It's a Welsh name, so forgive me, Pete, that dragons are real if you're listening to this, or any other Welshmen or Welsh women, whatever. Langernu, Wales, the mystically sinister Green Park in London, and the mermaids of Blackmere Pond in the Peak District. So this gets a few pages looking at those supernatural legends of the UK. Next up is a article called Ray's Dead by Onslaught 6, and this is looking at resurrection in classic D&D games and how you might go about paying for the resurrection or coming up with unique resurrection items, finding a priest, and just kind of looking at the idea of raised dead and resurrection in the game. It's something that I kind of stray away from. In fact, I can't remember the last time anyone was raised from the dead in a game I was playing or DMing. It's something I really actually don't like having in the game. I kind of want death to be final, unless you come back as the undead. But it's a interesting article. Next up is called Salt and Garlic by Zach Goins. And this is a look at how one might duplicate some like spell-like effects or turning undead effects through the use of more ordinary items. And being done by the mundane or layperson. So it's coming up with rituals, it's using crystals to detect evil, it's using holy symbols or silver to try and attempt to turn the undead. And it also has some ideas for creating more unique holy symbols that could maybe jazz up turning undead and stuff like that for the cleric a little bit. So this is a interesting article, and I think would be especially interesting in a game setting where clerics were either very rare, like, you know, like class clerics that could perform these miracle spells and turn undead, or where they just weren't present and you had to utilize these kind of methods to try and protect yourself or find undead or things like that, or, you know, that could be a pretty interesting game idea. I think the undead and demons and devils, to a lesser degree, become a little less, like, scary and frightful, intimidating, whatever, in a game when you have the turn undead ability, when you have clerics, when you have spells like protection from evil and blessing and detecting evil and all that stuff. So I think adding more horrific elements or like a horror theme to a game would work better if you didn't have the cleric, actually. And the last article is called Draugr, Undead Vikings by Travis Miller. And this is looking at the undead in the Icelandic sagas and coming up with, you know, talking about how to utilize how they're presented in those sagas for your game. And then it comes up with and gives a stat block for a Draugr and how you might tweak these things to make each one a little bit unique, with, you know, looking towards the actual sagas and stuff for inspiration for how to make them unique. So this is, I like this article a lot too. So all in all, this is another strong showing from Jeffrey Jones and company. A really enjoyable zine. I'd highly recommend getting this. I'm happy to say that there are none of the typos and grammatical errors that were that I noticed in issue 2. So I do think maybe there was some kind of snafu about sending the wrong PDF or something to the printer, or the printer used the wrong version or unedited version or something like that. So I was happy to see that this one lived up to the spelling and grammatical standards of the first issue, and it was not at all jarring for me to look through this, which again isn't to say that issue 2 is some failure or something. It just, for me, Mr. Grammatical anal retentive guy, it was a little bit jarring at times. This one though, very strong, so check it out. You can get PDF, I believe, at DriveThruRPG or from Jeff's homepage for RPG Ramblings Publishing, I think, or just RPG Ramblings. I can't remember. Google it. You can find it. We can all find these things. I could put links in the show, but it's a pain in the ass to do things like that on my phone, so sorry. We all have the capability to find these things. We're not helpless, right? Although sometimes I think I am helpless. All right, so it's going to take me a lot longer to get to work than normal, so I'm going to close out here, I think. As far as OSR October goes, I was a little bit of a failure this year. I think this might be the 7th show I did in October, so not nearly as many as I was hoping to do, at least a dozen or something. Not as many as I did last year, but more than I did this year. So I'll try and make up for it by doing more podcasting in November than I usually do. That being said, don't hold me to it, because my latest helper for my department in cheese fell through. She had all kinds of attendance issues, so we had to let her go. So I'm back to Lone Wolf McQuaid behind the cheese counter going into the holiday season. It's a pleasure. It'll be great. I'll be swamped as well. I'll be. So November will probably be all right, but December, you very well might not hear anything from me. Or maybe one episode when I pop up for oxygen or something. But yeah, but there were a lot of great shows for OSR October. Jason over at Nerds RPG Variety Cast had some really good conversations with people. His latest one was with Ray Otis. He did one with Aaron Clark talking about his rule set Holmes and Clark. And it was so interesting that I went to Lulu and picked up a hard copy. So I'm waiting for that to arrive. Daniel over at Bandit's Keep is looking over through the strategic review, looking at, you know, how things really were back at the dawn of D&D and the articles that kind of spawned what are now just kind of old hat or whatever. But seeing them in their original form is kind of an interesting, you know, trip back through time to see where it all began and stuff, and the attitudes that maybe were present back then that sometimes we forget about. What else? Well, and there were, you know, there were a lot of other cool... Oh, Pink Phantom over at Phantom Thoughts is looking at in depth at this book called Muster that is examining RPG play or D&D play through a wargaming lens. And I think that looks really cool, too. It sounds like it's a free PDF or a pay-what-you-want PDF on drive-through. So go check out Pink Phantom to hear about that, and maybe go check it out yourself if it's interesting. It's pay what you want, so not really much of a reason not to check it out. And there were other shows from Evil Jeff over at Minions Amusing, Free Thrall at Keep Off the Borderlands. I'm gonna once I start ticking names off, I know I'm gonna forget people. BJ at Arcane Alienist. Barry at Shadow the GM. I just listened to one from Rich Frazier at Cockatrice Nuggets. I know I'm forgetting people. Spike Pit, Colin Green over Colin Green at the Spike Pit podcast. And if I'm forgetting you, I apologize. And of course, other OSR podcasters are putting out their usual stuff. So check out all these different podcasts. All really cool stuff. And until I talk to you again, hope it's not snowing in your part of the world. And thanks for listening. And don't go down in a heap.
Now you have learned what you have learned. It would do you well to return to your own country.